Hey, listeners. Thanks for joining us for Your Daily Bible Verse. We hope you enjoy this deeper look at one of your favorite, or maybe not so well-known, Bible verses. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone, just subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to your podcasts. To find more Bible studies, Bible reading plans, and verses by topic, we'd love for you to visit us on BibleStudyTools.com.
All that glitters is not gold. Just because we see gold lettering on a black cover saying Holy Bible doesn't mean that what's inside every just-off-the-press new translation is the real deal. I like to send short excerpts of scriptures to friends when I know they're struggling. So this morning, I picked up a devotional book a friend sent me for Christmas and found this verse. Tell God what you need and thank Him for all He has done, Philippians 4:6. Startled, I reread the quote and flashing red lights blinked in my mind. Being familiar with that passage, I picked up my New American Standard Version and read, Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Philippians 4:6. Let your requests be made known, not telling or demanding what you think you need. Curious to see what the King James Version said, I checked. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Philippians 4:6. I remembered a warning. For truly I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, not the smallest letter or stroke shall pass away from the law, until all is accomplished. Whoever then annuls one of the least of these commandments and so teaches others shall be called least in the kingdom of heaven. Matthew 5:18-19. Tell God? Really? Tell? Precious reader, you don't tell God. He is the holy God of the universe. Before a word is on our tongue, He knows what we're about to say. Who in their right mind would presume to tell Him anything? But He invites and encourages us to ask, to request. There's an enormous difference between telling and asking, isn't there? But isn't that a problem today? We want the cliff notes. Cut to the chase, make it short, dumb it down. We've lost sight of the holiness, sanctity, and accuracy of the Word of God in order to bring His Word down to our level of understanding without the help of the Spirit of God. If the days ahead are darker than the ones we're currently traveling, and Scripture tells us they will be, we'd best be seeking, asking, and knocking to be sure we're reading His words and understanding what those words really say if we're going to have the strength to stand firm and occupy until He comes.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
You're fearfully and wonderfully made. God looks at your heart, not your jean size. Do you know the verses, yet still stress over your body? Oh, I get it. I was raised in church, but I struggled with food, eating disorders, and my body for decades. I'm Heather Creekmore, host of the Compare To podcast, where we talk about all things body image and comparison from a biblical perspective. We get real about the pressure to focus on appearance in a culture where looks seem to matter most. Whether you're wrestling wrinkles or battling the scale, Compare To is the show for you. You'll laugh a little and be encouraged a lot. If you're ready to stop comparing and start living, visit lifeaudio.com to listen and subscribe.